serve heroes. Heroes stand together.
You're listening to Tiger Talk. Heroes serve heroes. Thank you for your service. Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 2 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Tyson Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Janet, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Retzi, and I'm a 4th grader.
My name is Witten, and I'm also in the 4th grade.
Today, we're interviewing Miss Dorothy Cardiel to talk about places where veterans can connect with other veterans.
Welcome, Miss Dorothy. Miss Dorothy is part of the VFW Auxiliary and a member of the American Legion.
Please tell us about the VFW Auxiliary.
Good morning. Okay, our auxiliary is a group of family members that are members in an organization to assist veterans. We can be wives, mothers, sisters of veterans. And these veterans in the VFW have to have served overseas during times of war. The auxiliary works together with the veterans. Our goals are to promote patriotism, to promote historical and charitable spirit around our community, and also an educational spirit.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
How does the VFW Auxiliary help veterans?
Well, we have different programs. The main program is called Veteran and Family Support, and that's exactly what we do. We actively help and honor our veterans. We collect food that is donated, and we put meals together. We also package items for a homeless veteran who may have just gotten into an apartment or a house and they need a pillow or they need bath towels. For sure, collecting food is a big one. We also assist through the hospital program at the local Veterans Administration Hospital, where we visit with the veterans, spend time with them, and sometimes give them cards that kids make.
Wow, that sounds very helpful.
How can veterans get in contact with the VFW Auxiliary?
Well, our auxiliary is connected to our post, and we have a building here in Springdale. It's at 1894 West Sunset Avenue, and the hours when somebody's there is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a commander and a president, and also myself, and our phone numbers will be available in your notes. We also have a Facebook page, if anybody does Facebook.
Okay, we'll add your contact information to our show notes.
Please tell us about the American Legion.
Okay, so the American Legion is another group that supports all veterans who served, whether out of the United States in places of war or in the United States. So I am a veteran, but I only served in the United States. And because of that, I am a veteran of the American Legion, but with the VFW, I'm in the auxiliary. So we have auxiliary family members also with our American Legion.
Another great organization.
What does the American Legion offer to veterans?
The American Legion also supports education, meals, activity. We support a place where we can feel like comrades and brothers and sisters to share time with each other.
Wow, that sounds fun.
How can veterans connect with the American Legion?
The American Legion here in Springdale also has a building at 200 Spring Street in Springdale. It's downtown, right across the street from the police station and near the community activity area. Their office hours are Tuesday from 1 to 4 p.m. and Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. We do have an American Legion commander, and his phone number will be available. Now, if you want to come down to the post and share some time, on the first Saturday of every month, the American Legion members, we are there, and we will be serving a pancake breakfast from 7 to 10:30 on that first Saturday morning. And they also meet, they have their meeting on the third Thursdays in the evening at 6 o'clock, and you can get a meal there, too.
That sounds yummy. We'll add the contact information to our show notes.
What inspired you to connect with other veterans?
Well, when I was a child your age, it was interesting to me that my father had served in World War II. Two of my uncles also. It meant a lot to me because people honored and respected their service to our country. When I got married, I married a gentleman who was in the Army, and he served in the Vietnam War. And because I had served in the Air Force, we really have veterans in our heart. I've learned that it's very difficult for veterans when they come home to start a civilian life. And many need medical and mental care, and they deserve our support and our care. So that's why I work as hard as I can to help veterans.
Thank you for the strength you share, for the love you show and care. Heroes stand together, roaring loud for you.
Now it is time for our hero trivia. Today's question is, where is the oldest American Legion in the United States?
My guess is Springdale, Arkansas.
My guess is West Virginia.
My guess is California.
My guess is Anchorage, Alaska.
We will find out the answer at the end of the episode.
About 7 years ago, our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know how to spread positivity, Miss Dorothy?
I had to think about this one a lot because I'm sure it is very different for everybody and depending upon your age. For me, spreading positivity means I need to be prepared so that I have confidence. And then when I have confidence, I can feel positive about what I'm doing. And when I feel positive about what I'm doing, then that helps others to feel positive. Of course, having a smile and doing work in our community where we can always lift up people to feel better about their day.
That would definitely make someone's day. Now it is time to find out the answer to our trivia question. The question was, where is the oldest American Legion in the United States?
The oldest American Legion is at Wheeling Post Number 1 in Wheeling, West Virginia. It was founded on March 1st in 1919.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for your service.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar!